This is the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. Good morning. Welcome. I'm Ian DeEubank on the 4th of March, 2025. The HAT podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller check in with the news from Denver, Colorado today. They have Ag Secretary Rollins announcing changes to the Economic Assistance Program, and we have Indiana farmer reaction to her remarks. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's forecast includes mild temperatures, clouds, and precipitation. And yesterday, the ag markets continued liquidating in what some call a market free fall. We'll have the final numbers and John Zanker analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
From Commodity Classic in Denver, this is Hoosier Ag Today. We are at Commodity Classic, thanks to the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance, and Nutrien Ag Solutions. A big announcement from USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins on Sunday as she spoke to the crowd. C.J. Miller has more.
Today, I am proud to announce that the Economic Assistance Program will be called the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, ECAP.
And that's Secretary Rollins addressing U.S. corn and soybean producers at Commodity Classic about the change that USDA is making in distributing the disaster and economic relief funds to farmers that was passed by Congress late last year.
And given the dire state of the farm economy in the last 2 weeks since I've been on the job, we have been working very diligently and as quickly as humanly possible, understanding the urgency of getting these funds out the door.
Rollins went into further detail about the new program.
ECAP is the new program to help us distribute that $30 billion in funds that the Congress passed in December. They gave us 90 days to start distributing that first $10 billion in economic assistance, and we are on track to beat that and get that money starting to move immediately in the next few weeks.
She says USDA has created a more streamlined process to avoid a bureaucratic bottleneck and get funds to producers who need them as quickly as possible.
FSA will use the 2024 acreage reporting data you previously filed to initiate that application process. I mean, this is just common sense. Why wasn't this happening before?
Rollins adds that USDA is using fair and transparent standards for calculating payments to producers.
It will not be based on DEI metrics, but instead will be based on need regardless of your skin color or geographic location.
Reporting from Commodity Classic in Denver, I'm C.J. Miller.
Experience the power of Enfinity this spring. Loveland Products' newest nitrogen management innovation is available now, with three modes of action to boost naturally occurring nitrogen in the root zone and support your crops through the season. Step into a world where nitrogen comes naturally. Take advantage of this product by visiting lovelandproducts.com/infinity or contacting your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant.
Farmer reaction now from what USDA Secretary Rollins had to say Sunday at Commodity Classic.
Basically, she said they're open for business, and it sounds like to me the last 4 years, everything that's been going, they're throwing that out the window, and the programs and the policy that we're looking at in the next 4 years is going to be look completely different.
That's Chris Cherry, president of the Indiana Corn Growers Association. Cherry was pleased to hear about the funds being released that Congress appropriated at the end of 2024. He was also glad to hear Rollins discuss the importance of the Farm Bill.
She said that her goal is to have it in by the end of the year. Now, the headwinds she faces here, I'm not even sure we even know what all those are yet. But, I mean, it's good to hear that it is a priority for her and the entire administration.
Trade is a hot topic here in Denver. Rollins addressed that on stage as well, trying to reassure farmers during these uncertain times.
One thing that she brought out was that there's no better negotiator of trade than President Trump, and that he understands the importance of trade in agriculture and how important it was when he was president in his first term.
The U.S. ag trade deficit was a record in 2024 and is expected to set another record here in 2025. With additional tariffs against China set to begin today, several reports suggest they're expected to retaliate with American agriculture as their top target. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
On the Hat Podcast, time for Indiana weather. Ryan Martin's forecast. I'm Andy Eubank in for Ryan today. And rainfall will sweep across the Midwest today. The whole of Indiana will be caught up in it. The day starts off with mostly cloudy skies and a chance of scattered showers with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Highs will be above average. Some of those reaching the upper 50s. Showers with heavier and persistent rainfall reach central Indiana near sundown alongside some thunderstorms. Over the course of the totals will be nearly a half inch for all but the southeast corner of the state, which could see another half inch and gusts that reach 40 miles per hour. Lows will be in the mid-40s. It rains all day tomorrow, too, with Wednesday's totals for the day reaching up to another third of an inch. Temperatures will be closer to average in the low to mid-50s, but the overnight low will be a bit below freezing and permit a little snowfall on the back end of the system. Thursday, slightly below average and sunny up until nighttime. Early Friday morning, a low-pressure system heads through the Ohio Valley and brings more precipitation to us in the north, with rainfall in central Indiana and snowfall towards the north as we see highs near freezing across the state. There will be a brief break from rain during the day on Saturday, but it's back that evening.
Every piece of equipment tells a story. The combine that helped build a family farm. The excavator that shaped communities. These aren't just machines. They're chapters in someone's journey. At Purple Wave Auction, we understand that selling your equipment means trusting us with your legacy. And when you're buying, you're not just getting a machine, you're becoming part of this continuing story. From farm to farm, job site to job site, we help write the next chapter. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Another sell-off, corn, soybeans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review, and the liquidation continues. We'll have the final numbers momentarily, but begin with market analysis. I secured that at the end of the session on Monday from John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. I saw one reference to the markets being in a free fall today. John, corn, beans, double-digit losses. Wheat followed lower after a higher start to the session. But would you concur, a free fall right now?
It's really hard to argue with that, especially for corn. We have some reasons to be fundamentally supportive in here. And one of the things that had worried me, and I'd mentioned it to you a couple times, was the fund long, which had gotten over $1.8 billion, and that's too long for this time of the year and the current fundamentals. So we knew at some point that was going to be a problem, but it was far short of the all-time high. So, you know, there was the potential for that to happen. But when we started having better rains in both Argentina and Brazil, and we started to get that second crop planted a little quicker in Brazil, it was easier for the funds at that point. We got up over the $5 mark in the March contract, but only settled there one day, and then here we are. the legs have fallen completely off, and I never would have dreamt that we could have taking corn down this hard. I would have bet bigger money on taking soybeans down, given the more bearish outlook for them.
The export inspections report was, again, seems to be this way each week, in the range of expectations, even at the high end, I believe, for corn. But given the current atmosphere, especially with the tariff talk that continues, it's going to have to be a lot better than that to make any kind of a dent and possibly reverse markets.
Yeah. Seasonally, we continue. These are good exports for this time of the year, and I'm thinking that number was about 53.5. So, you know, that's good. That's better than last year, better than the five-year average. Soybeans, on the other hand, now over the last 7 weeks, we have dropped about 70... almost 80 million bushels off of last year's pace over those same 7 weeks. So the wheels are coming off there in a hurry, maybe quicker than what the trade was expecting. So now we're down to looking like we're going to struggle to match this year's Indian carryout projection or also the export projections. So additional concerns there, and crops are certainly stabilizing in both Argentina and Brazil.
Let's talk tariffs and the real impact on this slide that we've seen. If it's a trade that's jittery about the uncertainty, that can certainly make a difference.
Well, Mexico is our largest importer now, and of corn, and also a large importer of soybeans, but certainly the largest corn importer, and with 25% tariffs still looking like they're going to be kicked in tomorrow for both Canada and Mexico. It's got, you know, that's adding to the nervousness in this market, Andy, and it's just unavoidable. An extra 10% against China. And, you know, we keep hoping that maybe China will show up for some corn, but there's really not a great reason for them to do that at this point. China takes about 80% of our Milo exports each year, and those have fallen off the cliff. So we have no indications that they're in any hurry to buy any of our corn, and most likely with these tariffs going on, and if they're still on in you know, several weeks, that if China needs any feed grains, they're going to go to they're going to go back to Brazil.
Yeah, and the flood of product coming into the marketplace soon from Brazil certainly could really exacerbate the situation.
Well, you know, at one point I saw the increase in South American production being as high as 700 million bushels over last year, which was just was going to smother us and send us quickly to the $9 level. I think that's back now into the 500 to 600 million bushel increase, which is still huge. And, you know, at some point, if we put an exceptional crop on top of that yield wise, you know, the $9 level's back in play. So, you know, we continue to be fairly aggressive with, you know, getting some minimum prices locked in on our new crop. This thing can go a lot lower.
John Zanker, market commentary. His number at Risk Management Commodities, 866-837-9027. Now more numbers, the Monday settlements. May corn down 13 and a quarter, 456 and a quarter. July goes to 463 and three quarters, down 12 cents. September a nickel and a quarter off at 445. May beans, 10-11 and a half. The weak side leader across corn, beans, and wheat on Monday, 14 and a quarter lower, 10-11 and a half at the settlement. July beans, 10-25 and three quarters, down 14 and a quarter. And August down 13 and a quarter, 10-25. May wheat, 8 cents lower, 5-47 and three quarters. July, 8 cents down as well, 5-61 and a quarter. Mixed in the meats, April live cattle, 192.25, down 40. April lean hogs did squeak out a 2 cent bump, 83.70. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.